Now, as someone who uses a cane and a guide dog, I know all too well the difficulties of using public transport, particularly buses. However, technology is making it easier for those who are seriously sight impaired to, well, get on the bus and get off the bus at where you want to be. Now, there is a call and a campaign that's been going for some time now. In fact, we've been following it here on RNIB Connect Radio. And one of the organisations behind this, getting more audio visual services in fact on buses, is Guide Dogs the Blind Association, and we have with us Chris Theobald from GDBA. The campaign's been going for some time now, and what kind of momentum has it been gathering, and what successes has it had?
Yes, the campaign has been going for a number of years, and now we've got over 30 organisations that support it, so it's not just people with vision impairment who find AV useful, people with other conditions, people with hearing loss, infrequent bus users really who find AV incredibly useful. We have had some local successes, so there are local bus companies who've introduced AV onto their services, and London's had audiovisual announcements on all buses since 2009, but we think this shouldn't be an optional extra, it should be an accessibility requirement along with level floors for wheelchairs or high contrast grab rails. So this is something we want to put in regulations to make sure all new buses have AV, so all new buses are talking buses.
Is it a financial issue then that is perhaps the biggest problem for bus operators if they have to perhaps retrofit existing buses or look to fund this in new vehicles?
We have had the kind of argument about costs made. What we're asking for is regulations to be like there have been for train services since 1998. So it would be all new buses. We do appreciate there's an additional cost for retrofitting. So at this stage, we're asking for all new buses rather than retrofitting. But the technology has improved. It's got cheaper over the years. There are different options. We've even spoken to some bus companies where they've included advertising on the visual screens, so it can potentially pay for itself in some circumstances. The cost is minimal. It's less than 1% of a bus, so we think it's well worth it.
So there has been some progress, although as you say, this campaign has been going for a few years now, but still nothing really in legislation that would make bus operators make that move.
Nothing in legislation in England or in Scotland. There's been a small move in Wales to say that it's very recent, where if you're receiving a subsidy in future, you should have AV on a buses. So that's something that's being introduced. Certainly not nationwide. I mean, people's journeys aren't restricted to one bus company or one route. It needs to be something that people can be confident that no matter what bus they're going on, will have AV.
Now, as you say, train operators have had this installed sort of across the board really since 2009, and it does make a huge difference as well. But buses, particularly because of all the different stops, you know, you really need that extra help and support. So you're not really relying on the driver, you know, let them concentrate on driving the bus, and you can concentrate on finding your stop easily.
Exactly. So we did a report that found 7 in 10 passengers with sight loss have been forgotten. So they've asked the bus driver to let them know where to get off their stop, but they've been forgotten. So obviously for a sighted person, it's an annoyance, it's inconvenient. But for someone with sight loss, of course, that can be incredibly distressing and potentially dangerous if you're in a part of town that you don't know and you don't know how to get back. So that's why we just want AV to give people the confidence to be able to travel independently and safely.
Now, we also have with us Alan Brown, MP, who joins us from his Westminster office. Alan, can you tell me why you've been getting behind this campaign?
The reason I got behind the campaign was, well, first of all, the prominence came from the excellent work done by the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. At Westminster, our MPs form different policy teams, and down at Westminster, I'm in a transport team. So being a member of the transport team and being aware of this issue, I decided to take up with the UK government. It just makes sense to me in terms of practicality. I don't suffer any hearing or vision impairment, but the logic was just clear, and I'm actually aware, even as a general user on buses, how advantageous this could be for general users who may not be familiar with the area they're travelling in. And given it's been there for so long in the trains, it just makes sense to bring other public transport on a par with the train services.
Chris, obviously highlighting there that there have been operators around the country have been putting audiovisual services on, indeed iBus, the whole fleet's been like that for some time now. Is there a way of getting this into legislation? Must have this system on board? Does that take time?
Yeah, the simplest way of doing it, and again, that credit goes to the work that Chris and the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association have been doing. There's a buses bill going through Parliament at the moment, and there's an amendment that's been drafted that would actually amend the Public Services Vehicle Accessibility Regulations, which would then allow this to be implemented for all new buses going forward, and that would be across the UK, because the PSVA regulations is actually a Westminster Reserve regulation.
Has the topic been discussed amongst your colleagues at Westminster? Is there support for this to happen?
There's definitely support from my colleagues, and coincidentally I was thrown out the ballot for Prime Minister's questions last week, so on Wednesday I raised the matter in the House of Commons and I got a lot of compliments from colleagues, so the support's definitely there within the SNP.
Some great news there, Chris, that there could be some movement on this, and having it instilled in legislation would be a huge advance. But you'd be continuing, though, to try and persuade operators to make those changes now?
Yes, we would continue still. So we're really grateful for Alan raising the issue of Prime Minister's question time. And as he said, the buses bill has started its progress, and we're hoping to have an amendment put down. It's in the House of Lords at the moment. That's where it starts, and it'll move on to the Commons. Whatever happens, and hopefully we will get this put into regulations, we'll continue to work directly with bus operators, because AV is just part of the picture. There's things like disability equality training to ensure that passengers are receiving the assistance they require. And yeah, we'll continue to make the case also for retrofitting where bus companies can afford it. But this is just that first step to put it into law.
Chris, just finally, if people would like more information on the campaign, would like to perhaps get involved, how can they get in touch?
So they can look on our website. If they go to guidedogs.org.uk/talkingbuses, they can email us on campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk, or alternatively we have a free phone telephone number, which is 0800 028 4348.
Chris Theobald and Alan Brown MP, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.